Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Nobody is safe from Britney Spears. She's even coming for her sister. Then we've all heard the nasty rumors. Do celebrities really have a no eye contact rule? We're settling it today. Plus, Britney and Jax are here for their first interview since having a baby, and we're talking to Carmen Electra about her search for love. Pop, we're taking on a celebrity rumor that just won't go away. Morgan is out, but Lonnie Love and Erin Lim Rose are here to tackle the big question.
Hey.
How are you guys?
What is the big question?
The big question is, are there really stars who won't let anybody look them in the eyes? Don't look at Lonnie.
Looking at you, Lonnie.
I would never.
Well, this
so
did.
Settle it. Settle
this
it now.
This did came up again because a TikToker posted a story about celebrities claiming you're not allowed to look at them. I'm not going to name names, but one of them rhymes with Billy Beinhart. Well, Lily Reinhart clapped back. Not sure what you think you're gaining by spreading false information. You better check yourself. She added, you all know by now that I have to stand up for myself when I see ish like that. Mm. Can't stand it. Well, Lonnie, have you ever been in the situation where you've been on set with a big celebrity and you are told not to look them in the eyes?
Well, you know, many moons ago, Erin, I was opening comic and I opened for a singer. It was a 2-night gig in San Diego. It was an outside venue and the hotel was like, you know, where the stage was outside and the hotel was connecting. And so her road manager, you know, gave me the like down the low down. Rules
yes.
and said, you know, you don't look her in the eye at all. And I'm like, what? And it's like, no. It's like, when she's coming to the stage, you don't look her in the eye. So I did my time. And I'm walking backstage, and you hear all this commotion. And they're like, she's coming, she's coming. And I was like, who's coming? And the road manager, this is a true story, pushed me in the bushes. I was like, what is happening? I was like, what is happening?
In the bushes.
Pushed me in the bushes.
So you didn't even get the opportunity to look her in the eye.
Didn't. But then, the next day, as I was going back to my gig, right, this singer was standing like it was like a platform, and I could hear her going, hey, hey. And I was like, ooh, I can't look her in the eye. I better keep walking. Because I didn't want to lose my job, right? And so she kept saying, hey. And I said, oh, okay, let me go over there and see it. So I went over there, and she was like, you did such a good job. And I was doing like this. I was not looking
trying to figure
in
out what
eye.
To do.
Right. And then she said, why won't you look me in the eye? And I was like, I was told not to look you in the eye. I said, who told you that? And then I didn't want to be a snitch. So I said, I heard that you. She was like, no, you
him,
can look me in the eye.
Him.
So all of that to say, it was Anita Baker, and I think that it's the teams that do that, and it's not necessarily the celebrity.
Okay, it is sometimes the teams. You know what? There is a celebrity. We all know this celebrity. Huge celebrity.
See.
And everyone says, do not look this person in the eye. And I had to interview this person for a junket. And I'm like, there's no way I'm not looking this person in the eye. So I have the interview where I'm looking them in the eye. But after the interview, I got the vibe that I should not have been looking them in the eye.
Are you serious? Male or female?
Same hell. But like, okay, the worst part was my producer was like, could we get a photo for social after, like us together?
Nope.
I was like, God, why did you ask that?
Nope.
So I had to take a picture with them. And then they were like, yo, if you're going to take a picture, learn how to take a picture. And like had to school them on how to take a picture. Oh, it was so bad. Justin, you were actually there.
We'll
talk about it at the commercial break. But anyway, I feel like some people don't like to be looked in the eye for some reason.
You know what's so interesting? When I heard the story, I went back to my own Lily Reinhardt run-ins. And I will say, when I interviewed her on a junket, there were moments where she was not making eye contact. But I chalked it up to, there is a lot going on. Mm-hmm. There are six women in Hustlers right now. Her mind is somewhere else.
Yes.
And she could be going through 50,000 other things. I think her mind was somewhere else. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about, I don't think there was a rule that she wouldn't look you in the eye. But I feel like there's some people who, when their minds are somewhere else, so are their eyes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you got that impression from her, maybe it was a one-time thing. I will say the next time I interviewed her, it was fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. It was great. You just never know what people are going through.
And people are human. You know what I mean? It's like what you said. A lot is going on, especially at red carpets or even on the set. You have to concentrate. The one thing I think people shouldn't do, I think you shouldn't bother celebrities. Like, you know, if you're working, it's like, let them, because they're trying to focus.
Yes.
So it's not necessarily that they're trying to be mean, but you know, their mind is at a certain place, so don't take it personal, because you're at work still.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the Steve Harvey. When Steve Harvey said, please don't talk to me in the hall, I was like, I'm happy. Thank you. Thank you for telling me, because how am I going to be the idiot being like, what's up, Steve? Can I have some financial advice? Like, you know what I mean?
You are in the zone, you are at work, and also social anxiety is a real thing, and celebrities, they can have that as well. So it's like, you know, maybe doing an interview is not really their comfort, their safe space, you know? So, or just, I don't know, interacting with random humans that are bombarding them asking for selfies.
I will say, if someone comes and asks me for a picture, I will take a picture, you know, but I try to keep it brief.
Yes.
You know, because it's like, when they start talking about, you know, and my mama loves you, can you call my mama? And I'm like, you know what? I gave you the picture.
Yeah, really.
It's just
even if you don't like your wig that day, you're gonna do it.
Exactly. Even if I don't have makeup, you know, now I try to wear a little foundation or something, because especially if you go into the airport, because people will ask you for a picture and they will tell everybody if you didn't take a picture with me.
100%.
I do not even want to look at my tagged photos recently, because I'm like, God.
Well, you know what?
No.
You know who else should not look at her tag photos right now?
Oh.
Jamie Lynn Spears, honey, because Britney Spears is not holding back, and she is tagging everybody. She lashed out at her dad and her sister, Jamie Lynn, posting, how dare you make it public that now you care? Did you put your hand out when I was drowning? In another post, she wrote, I don't like that my sister showed up at an award show and performed my songs to remixes. My so-called support system hurt me. Now, Jamie Lynn has been very vocal about supporting Britney lately, and people thought that they were super close. How do you feel now that Britney has turned on her sister?
Excuse me, I almost choked on my water.
You're sipping that tea, girl.
By the way, when I saw this post, I screenshotted it just in case it got taken down.
You know what's crazy, though? It validated all of those Twitter threads. Have you guys fallen into those Twitter threads where they are pulling up all of the receipts and the relationship between Jamie and Britney over the years? And maybe you thought they were close, but boy, were they not close.
At all.
And I like that Britney's finally saying something, because I feel like they're... Some people in her life are just really trying to spin the narrative, like, we're here to help you and we love you and da-da-da. And Britney finally talking is like, wow, good for you.
And Jamie Lynn, she done turned off all them comments.
Yes,
you to her Instagram, all of them, you can't leave nothing.
Nothing. You can't even look at it.
No, just it.
I mean, this is the way of the world. Cain and Abel, Joel and Liam.
Did you go biblical?
Cain and Abel. I'm just saying, it started back in the Bible. Siblings have a rivalry, and I think whenever you have a third person involved, like, you know, a friend who's starting, you know, stirring things up, these women have millions of people saying things back and forth, so there's a wedge between them that we can't even put together. And when you're famous like that, you don't know what's true and what's false.
But do you really think that this is Britney?
Oh, yeah.
Like saying these things?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's finally Britney. I feel like she's been censored, or maybe someone was trying to, like, mute her for a really long time, obviously. And now I feel like she's, like, F it, I am saying what I need and want to say.
I know those dance videos are her.
Yeah,
for sure.
We know those are her.
That's like, for sure.
I think it's the boyfriend.
You think what?
I think the boyfriend's like, no,
finally?
Say it. I think the boyfriend's like, no, say it. Say it. Yeah. Do it. No, so? Go there.
You think he's typing the caption?
No, I think he is.
He's finding
is encouraging
like,
her.
Encouraging her. And yeah. I think that most times we look at our boyfriends and we're like, should I post this? Uh-huh. Should
All
I be about it? And you're like, add more. He's like, add more. That's where I think he's coming from.
Yeah.
My husband's like, say
it's a sad situation, though.
It is.
I mean, I really feel bad and I just want this to be over, but it's like, if this is her way of lashing out, it's fine. I do think it may affect what's gonna happen in court. And that's my only thing. My whole thing is for her to be free. Mm-hmm. And by doing this type of thing, I don't know if the court is gonna be favorable with looking at her doing this.
I ultimately think that's true. And I want to take it one step further. When it comes to families, whether it's a divorce or a sister relationship, you always have to think about the kids. So even if your husband is a dog of all dogs, like Janet Kramer says, I never want my kids to wake up and read that. And I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a wedge between Brittany and her sister. Mm-hmm. But there's also going to be a wedge between their kids.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
And that's generational. That'll keep on going and keep on going. And I feel bad for the children involved in
this. Right. I just hope she doesn't take it too far, because I feel like that could definitely affect it if she just keeps on talking and is like, yo, I'm trying to get this point across, but I feel like the point has been hit.
It has.
I feel like hopefully they have heard and seen just enough to really feel what she's trying to express, the court. So, I don't know.
Yeah, she got 13 years. She got 13 years to say, so we're going to be hearing it for a while.
Yes.
By the way, I got to let you guys know that Britney's dad maintains he did nothing wrong with the conservatorship. Still ahead, why the Jonas Brothers are going to war in our new interview. Plus, Adele got a new body and maybe a new man.
Yes.
What we just uncovered about her fine ass. What's next?
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just revealed three new cover stars for their annual swimsuit issue, including their first ever transgender model, Lena Bloom, everybody.
Yes.
All right, Coco with these earrings are giving me life, and Meg Thee Stallion are on the other two covers.
Yes. Naomi? You said Coco, Naomi.
Oh, Naomi, Osaka, yes.
Yes.
Osaka.
Oh, Naomi, get it right,
you
legend.
You thinking about Coco because of the announcement.
Of everything else. Look how gorgeous Naomi Osaka
looks. Oh, my goodness. They all got the same hair, too, that wet hair. I love it.
Ooh. Incredible.
Well, they better be wet hair, but they have the beach.
Well, it could be a short haircut, you know? But this is historic, especially for Megan, because she's the first rapper. I mean, can you, all these years?
That's wild, actually.
It's 100%. Like, wild.
Historic.
It's great.
Oh,
I feel like this woman lives her life in a bathing suit.
She
Am I
really
wrong?
She really does, and she could just keep on doing it, because we need more of it.
I'm here for
like
it.
She looks like she eats a hamburger. You know what I mean?
And doesn't apologize.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And picks it out of her tooth with her nail.
Yeah, yeah, you know? This is great for women, I think. And I think that it's about time, you know, SI said that they wanted to have more diversity, more inclusion, and this just shows this. So I'm really happy for this, you know, the three. It's just a good day.
Me too. And Naomi is going to be killing it all month because she will be competing at the Olympic Games representing her birth country, Japan. But U.S. tennis star Coco Gauff is not so lucky. She tested positive for
14-19.
COVID-19 and had to pull out of the Olympics. And an unnamed alternate for the U.S. gymnastics team has also tested positive for COVID-19. Can you imagine?
Honestly, that's so devastating because I was rooting for Coco. I've been like following her journey up until this moment. She's so young and so incredible. And It just sucks, man.
But that's a good thing that she's young, because then, you know, she can compete for the next one.
Yeah.
So thank goodness for that. But we just want to wish her well,
yeah.
Get healthy, get better. This is going to be a mess. This Olympics,
yeah.
this COVID is going to be a mess. They yeah. should just cancel it.
You know what? No. No.
Yes.
Lonnie, I am so excited about the Olympics.
Everybody going to be catching COVID.
I mean, is there going to be a bubble? Like, there
yes.
should be a bubble.
Olympic Village is really locked down. So before you go in, you have to test and then you have to quarantine. Olympic Village is the safest place to be.
So are you going to Olympic Village? Because you really have it on lock
no,
right
you
now.
Look like
I'm like,
you,
are
I'm
you
trying
there?
To go to Olympic Village with all those hot dudes in there. But despite all the drama, girl, pent up in Olympic Village, we are just a few days away from the opening ceremony and the excitement is building.
I am
even
getting excited.
The Jonas Thanks. Brothers are getting in on this action. Watch this.
This is definitely a dream for us, competing Olympic-level events.
Hey!
Okay.
You got some height, Nick.
And competing against each other.
Today, we are athletes, all going for the gold.
Everything's a competition in this family.
Is it better than them, is the question.
Kevin needs
Kevin's
a lot of
out here fishing for
I need to know what I'm doing, okay?
I think the competitive nature between the three of us is very high, no matter what it is that we're doing. We're always out to win.
I obviously don't have a body that works anymore.
So let's address the elephant in the room. There's a bit of an age gap. You're getting old.
Some of the most brilliant Olympic athletes to ever walk face the planet. Now, that doesn't mean that we've done anything worth writing home about, but it's been a lot of fun, and to be around these Olympic athletes is very humbling.
All right, how are you guys feeling?
Awful.
For anyone watching the Olympics at home this year and thinking to yourself, I could do that.
Oh, yummy.
Just tell you something. You can.
Who is the most athletic Jonas brother? Well,
you're just gonna have to wait and watch Olympic Dreams to see.
Duh.
Yeah. Duh.
Right
Honey.
There.
That's
Nick
it's
so,
Kevin, his daddy.
It's Kevin, boo. Ooh. For me, it's Kevin.
The glow up for Kevin is just magical.
Oh, I love a glow up. And I knew it was going to hit him later in life.
And he's just so nice.
He really is.
And nobody's listening to me. They're not going to cancel the Olympics, people, because Lonnie said so. Nobody listens.
No, they will not.
Well, thank God they are not listening to Lonnie, because Olympic Dreams featuring Jonas Brothers airs Wednesday on NBC.
Thank you
now,
for that.
Space Jam and LeBron James may have won big at the box office this weekend, but all eyes were on his agent, Rich Paul. Mm-hmm. Rumor has it he is dating Adele. You saw what I did there?
Hello.
Yeah, we saw.
They were seen at an NBA Finals game.
Oh, yeah, that's date.
And we hear that they are together. What's up with Adele? I'm loving that Adele is like a Kardashian now.
But she was with the rapper, the UK rapper.
Yeah. Skepta. Yes. She was with Skepta, but her. Speaking of glow ups, Adele's glow up. Like, look at her, just like, even her glam and her vibe and just who she is today. I'm all about it. And I remember telling my husband, who's like a very big sports fan, I was like, oh my gosh, Adele, she's dating LeBron's agent. He's like, no, she's not. I'm like, yeah, she is. Go look at the photos. He's like, oh, they are.
Uh-huh. By the way, can we put that photo back up? Yeah. What I love about this whole situation is that she got the dating a black man starter pack from Khloe Kardashian. She got the nail tech on lock. She got the hoop earrings on lock. She got the makeup on lock. Like, she got the full briefing from Kris Jenner about what to expect when going to the dark side.
You know
what? Am I wrong?
I'm just happy for her. As long as she's happy. She divorced that white man and she went over there to the chocolate city.
Look at
she ain't coming back, honey.
She's not gonna
Y'all can look, she about to put out that reggae album. Jamie Foxx, maybe one of the richest
so
men
much.
In Hollywood. Yeah, I said it. She about to put out a reggae album, okay?
No, she's not.
But
please.
Back in the day, he was hurting for cash. Sherry Shepherd told the People in the 90s podcast he still owes her money and she coming to collect.
I think it was the final callback or something for In Living Color was some audition he was going for and he didn't have any money. And it was one of those days where his girlfriend had put him out. He used to date this girl. She had big Coke bottle glasses. She made him sign a contract that if he made it big, she was going to take like 75% of everything he made. But he needed a place to stay, so he signed it. And he didn't have any money. And I loaned him $50, and he never gave it back to me. And if he claims, if you talk to him, he claims, I don't remember. She, you know, you owe me $50, Jamie Foxx.
Okay, look, back in the day, Sherry Shepherd was the only person working. Okay? She was the only, no, because she was on The View. She was making money. We was all struck. We all owe Sherry some money.
Do y'all?
Yeah.
So are y'all paying Sherry
then? No, we ain't paying her back.
That's these stories.
We all got money from Sherry because she was really the only person working about 10, 20 years ago.
Oh, my God. By the way, this reminds me of that time when Damon Dash was like, Tyler Perry owed me money. And everybody, every black Hollywood person was like...
No, it wasn't.
Like,
it was other director.
What was his name?
Lee Daniels.
Oh, yeah. Lee Daniels owes me money. And then everybody was like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and pay Damon Dash before he starts talking about how much money
he owes. And then he went to the Diana Ross concert at the Hollywood Bowl, and Lee Daniels was there.
And it confronted him.
And he went and confronted Lee Daniels and put it on tape.
Yeah.
To get his money.
He got his money, though.
Yes, that's how you get your money. You have to put it on the record.
But by the way, if I'm loaning people money, I just assume that it's not coming back.
Yes.
In my mind, when people ask me for cash, and if I have the cash to lend, then I have the cash to give.
Yes.
And I don't tell that to my family members or anybody that's coming out the woodwork as my cousins. Like, I gotta really love you to lend money, but I just don't expect it back.
Yeah. No, but you better make them sign the contract regardless. You better let them know they still owe you.
I done had all kind of contracts. It don't matter.
You're just handing it out like that? You gotta send them those little reminders.
I try not to because when people, they come up with some stories, you know. It's like, no, that, we got a payment plan. We gonna do this. I'm gonna give it back, and you will never see it. So if you don't have it to give, don't loan it.
100%. And by the way, I hate you, Cash App. I can't stand your ass, Venmo. I hate all these tech companies that made it easy for people to ask you for cash because back in the day, it was like, oh, I don't have a Western Union by me. Bang. Like, you just had to hang the phone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, there's no Western Union here. Bang. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like, hey, guys, can I borrow $100? It's like, you know, yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, Venmo request.
Like, no, don't send me the Venmo request. Like, let me Venmo you the money.
And then wait. And then when you get the Venmo request and you don't answer it quick enough, they send you the reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they keep on until you send it. So, yeah. That's technology.
That's why I carry a Razor flip phone. Up next, Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor are here for their first interview since having that baby. We're going to get the truth about parenthood when we come back.
I really do want a Razor.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Joining us for their first TV interview since becoming parents to baby Cruz, say hello to Brittany and Jax.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Mom and Dad.
What's it feel like to, like, put on some heels and get out the house and do something adult?
Oh, it's crazy. I haven't worn heels in over a year at least, so it's kind of hard to walk, but...
Yeah, she's stressing about it all
But
morning.
It feels good. You know, I've got makeup on, I got lashes on. Like, this is a new person right now.
Yeah, it's a brand new world. But, yeah. Like, what is that one thing you really do miss pre-baby?
Oh, gosh. What do you
mean? You know, we were just talking about this the other day. I'm like, I can't remember not having him. We just, it's gotten to that point already. We just love him so much and love having him around. I just can't imagine, picture life before him.
I know, and he's only 3 months old, and it just feels like he's always been here.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Really crazy.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
You guys got lucky. I feel like having a baby during lockdown is kind of sort of the perfect time.
It was. We thought about it, too. We talked about that, too, and it's like, yeah, this is the best time because you don't really have to be anywhere. You don't have any obligations. You know, you can rest and... You know.
Especially when you're sick every single day. So it's not like you have to, you're meeting your friends for lunch or dinner or missing out on everything. You know, I was able to chill, so.
Yeah. You know what would be really stressful? Like, if you were sick all day, every day, and having to film.
Exactly.
And be stressed out about
all
that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
We talked about that, too, just thinking, like, what, her outfits and then being sick because, like, she was sick 95% of the pregnancy, so.
And just dressing your body, like, it's so stressful going through, like, your different weight gains and all that stuff. Like, it's so stressful. Like, I cry all the time trying on outfits because my body's so different, so it's really hard to I don't know how to dress myself right now. So it's like, it's something that, you know, it's really hard to go through. So I couldn't imagine having to do that every single day, you know?
I always hear people saying, like, just be prepared to be unprepared. Like, you do not know what's gonna happen. Yeah. Like, what is that crazy thing you just didn't know was gonna happen once you became a parent?
Jeez, I don't know. I feel like we overprepared. We got everything that you could possibly buy.
We did.
You know,
everything.
You know, times two. We were really, really prepared for it. It's been so far, knock on wood, it's been a blessing in disguise. You know, like it's just been, he's been really, really good. I can't complain.
Yeah.
You know, we just have a really good baby. And he's just so like smiley all the time. And he's just
so cute.
So damn cute. Like, look at the new part.
I know.
Look at all that hair.
And if you look at my eye, like, you can see his hair is, like, flipped up on my face. Like, I didn't even notice that till later. It's so long that it's just, like, split.
It's so crazy. I feel like you're the biggest, excuse my language, I feel like you're the biggest bitch when it comes to, like, the baby. Like,
me?
You let him do whatever he wants. You, like, pick him up every time he cries. You're, like, the softer parent.
Actually, it's her. Yeah. I'm a stickler, believe it or not.
Really?
I mean, we only left him once, and it was with her mom. This is the second time we've left him. Right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird to be here together and not have the baby with us.
Yeah, I just haven't gotten comfortable yet getting a babysitter. I'm not there yet.
She wants it.
She wants it. I'm just not ready for it.
I do not want a babysitter yet either. Are you kidding me? He's my little angel.
Wait,
are you guys both like getting up when the baby's crying and it's like time to do the middle of the night changes, or are you guys on a schedule? Like, it's your turn.
Yeah.
My turn.
So I do the night stuff. So I wake up with him all through the night, and then he'll take him in the morning. That way I can sleep in a little bit.
Oh, nice.
I got the 6 a.m. to whenever she feels like getting up.
Yeah.
So the graveyard shift and the early.
Yeah, and it works out perfect. I like getting up early. She's not really a morning person, so it's great. I pick the baby up. We go downstairs. I make my coffee. We watch our little TV
together.
We have a routine.
We have a routine.
And then she'll get up.
Yeah.
And then I'll switch off, and I'll go meet my trainer, and then we have a whole thing. I love it. Our routine works.
So you're going to write a baby book now, basically, on how to master parenting.
Yes. Wait, I have to ask this. Two questions, actually. One, are you having FOMO that you don't get to like film this and share this part of you guys' lives with your fans? Because we have been there through the whole ride.
I know. It is kind of crazy that this is such a huge milestone and it's not on camera, because like our wedding was, and Jax has been on there for like 10 years. So it is kind of crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I do have FOMO if I see like pictures of everybody together and stuff. But at the same time, I don't have to leave my baby to go film and stuff. So it's like a win-win situation, but it's also kind of sad at times.
For me, no, I'm not sad at all. That's a two-parter, because I would love to film this, but not with that show.
Yeah.
I would love to do it on my own. I've passed that. I would love to film our lives and see how we are now. But as far as like that part of it, no, I don't miss that at all. It was a blessing.
That's awesome. Would you guys stick around?
Yeah, we have some more questions.
We got so much to talk about. We'll be right back with more Brittany and Jax. You guys just look so hot today.
I'm
loving it.
I'm like, oh.
Welcome back. It's time for Who Knows Best with Braxton Jitney. It's a Monday, everybody. Okay, think the newlywed game, but this is all about baby Cruz and being a new parent. First question is, who's more likely to lose it when the baby is freaking out and crying?
Jax. Okay, that was a unanimous decision.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Okay, next question. Who's the better diaper changer?
Me.
I'm at the point where I'm not even looking anymore. I can almost do it like this.
I mean, that's what scares me. I have to clean every single.
I'm not saying I don't clean everything. I'm just really good at it.
He's like a busted can of biscuits. He's got little fat rolls everywhere, so you got to get in between every single crease.
So wait, no urine in the eyes yet?
I've had it twice. Like, because I'll be looking down and feel like, oh, he'll be okay for a second. As soon as you look away, shoots right in the face.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it happens so fast. If you look away for 1 second,
and he's just looking at you like,
a
he's just, you know.
It's great solution for the eggs.
Who's more likely to drop the baby if he has a blowout diarrhea moment?
Drop the baby.
Like, just put him right down when the blowout starts.
Neither one of us.
I love changing his diaper. Like, I need that, you know? So I don't have any, like, I'm not grossed out by anything. Like, it came from our bodies. So I just can't, I'm not grossed out by any of it. I love it. I love changing his diaper. I'm even the one that goes, hey, I'll change the diaper now. I'll change it.
Yeah.
But he won't close the...
Oh, he won't close anything. He won't close the trash can, the lid, the nothing.
I saw that.
It drives me insane.
Drying out the wipes.
I come down every single morning and everything is open. I'm like, Jax!
Curse words all the time.
Shut something.
And I don't do it. It's just a bad habit. I forget to shut stuff.
Every single day.
Okay, this is a big question. Who is going to be the stricter parent Ooh. When he's trying to go to Vegas?
Ooh, goodness. Goodness.
What Probably me.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be him.
I think it might be Jax, too. I'm already
I feel like I'm already kind of getting strict a little bit. I'm a lot more, I guess, paternal than I thought I would be.
He's great. He's absolutely amazing. He used to say that he would never, like, be so scared to be alone with the baby and stuff. And now he's like, go get your nails done. Go do, like,
yeah, I love just... it. I love it now. Like, I'm like, please go out and enjoy yourself. I love staying home with the baby because I have no interest of going out anywhere. I'm like, you got to pull, it's like pulling teeth for me to leave my house.
Yeah,
I love my house.
That's
I love
amazing.
The baby. That's I love why... enjoying
oh,
the
yeah.
baby. So I'm like, you were pregnant for 9 months. Go out, have fun, enjoy yourself.
That's why he's saying he's like past that part of his life, meaning like with filming and stuff, because his life is just so different
now
than it was back then when he was like crazy.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant by that. I'm just like, I'm not in that world anymore to partake in any of that. And it wouldn't be fair to
the
viewers. It wouldn't be fair to the producers. Like, I'm not that person anymore.
You're not that person anymore.
So it would be like pulling teeth for them to try to like make you to do stuff.
Yeah. You know, you guys are friends with all the OG Vanderpump people. They all have had kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who surprised you the most as a parent? Because they say your friends change whenever they become a parent.
I feel like everybody's doing like a great job.
Everybody's doing a great job right now. I'm really shocked. Not shocked. I'm not really shocked. I'm just really surprised, actually, that everybody's just no. I mean,
everybody just fell right into the role of being a mother. I think every single one of
Even
them
the dads
is amazing.
Too, you know, and Brock, and everybody just seems to be, you know.
Randall, it's just been amazing. I mean, I can't say anything bad about any of them because they've all done such amazing jobs. And it's
beautiful.
So great to have them to talk to and, you know, get advice from each other and
Bounce
stuff like
ideas.
That.
Yeah. Especially like Randall, who's had kids before.
Yeah.
You know, I can ask him questions. But, yeah, it's been really good. And it's fun. I talk to Bo all the time. And, hey, have you done this? I have a dad's group chat with about 10 of my friends. Because there's about 10 of us that had kids all around the same time between, you know, 0 months to two. So I always bounce ideas off other dads. And did you see this? Or did you see that?
Is this
okay?
So
is this bad?
So... Well, thank you guys for being here.
No,
we love you
so
guys.
Much.
Having us.
Brittany and Jax, everybody. Give it up for them. Coming up, we're hanging with Mindy Kaling, and she's spilling the tea on Legally Blonde 3 and why Matt Damon's daughter is throwing major shade at him. We'll be right back.
We got to get you one of those boobs where you can fill it up with milk so you can, like, breastfeed.
Welcome back. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. Matt Damon is sharing on CBS This Morning the shady reason his daughter won't watch Good Will Hunting.
My 15-year-old refuses to see it. She doesn't want to see any movies that I'm in that she thinks might be good.
What do you mean?
She just likes to give me And my daughter said, "Yeah, remember that movie you did, The Wall?" I said, "It was called The Great Wall." She goes, "Dad, there's nothing great about that movie."
Wow, okay. And Shailene Woodley covers the new Hollywood Reporter, revealing that she and fiancé Aaron Rodgers made an agreement after his proposal. When they went public in February, they agreed to do so simply because they didn't want someone else to do it before they did. And the daytime Emmys continued over the weekend, honoring fiction, lifestyle, and children's programming. Zac Efron was one of the top winners for hosting his show Down to Earth on Netflix. And look who had another job hosting. Lonnie, what was the best part?
The check. What was the best part of the daytime Emmy?
Oh, thank you. Okay, because I can't hear. Sorry. You know what? The best part was that we were actually on an actual stage, but seeing Karrueche Tran win for this is the first time, either in daytime or primetime, that an AAPI person has won. So, congratulations. You know,
yes.
Zac Efron, of course, winning. It was great.
Ooh, with his point in.
All that water he was drinking.
Well, Mindy Kaling has been making us laugh for years, and she's back with another hilarious season of Never Have I Ever. Plus, she's telling us what's up with Legally Blonde 3.
My mom doesn't tell me how to live my life. Megan Thee Stallion does.
Amen, bitch.
I really wanted to create like an original character with like original stories, but of course that had, you know, some.
That's right.
you know, relation to some parts of my childhood. I think, like, a lot of her personality and her sense of injustice, like, Davey has a real sense of, like, I deserve this. And that really rings true to me.
We have a new student.
What's up, I'm Anissa. Ah!
Another Indian girl who's prettier, cooler.
Davey, you're holding that pen like a knife again.
We were really interested when we were writing it about this idea that when you enter a room as a person of color, you often have this feeling that you're like, it can only be one of us, and that fear that you'll be replaced. And so that was, I think, super relatable to people, and I had never seen a story like that. So, and I think, you know, Megan Suri, who plays Anissa, the young woman, is so funny. You guys have great chemistry.
She kills it. She's cool.
It's just cool to have two cool young Indian teenagers, like, in a show together.
Gigi Hadid's also joining the show this season. She's one of the narrators replacing Chrissy Teigen, who dropped out in June.
I'm super excited. I think she's, so cool. She's super awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so great. And super funny. She did an amazing job with doing the narration, and it was so cool that she was, you know, a fan of the show. And I don't know, I like when people who are from different fields, like John McEnroe with tennis and Gigi Hadid with modeling, decide they want to come into our world, and they do such a good job. So we felt really lucky to have her.
Mindy has another passion project in the works. She's writing the groundbreaking Legally Blonde 3.
It is the most, and I'm having a great time writing it, it's the most, like, corporate gig I've ever had. So I can't talk about it at all. But I hope we do a good job.
But Mindy does take a break every now and then, sharing her signature style on social media.
You are a fashion icon, you know that. Dude, the Mindy Project was just all about fashion too. You could rewatch it just to look at your outfits.
Okay, that's so
nice. It's true.
Thank you, I love looks, and from this fashionable young woman, that means a lot.
I mean, Mindy Kaling works more than Lonnie. Never Have I Ever is streaming now on Netflix. I also sat down with Common about this show, and we're going to be talking to him later this week. Now, after the break, joining us live in studio, the legend, Carmen Electra. We are talking dating and what you need to have in order to step up to her.
Oh, that girl look good.
Ooh, still.
What would your stage name be?
Bad Boy.
I like bad boys.
Oh, do you?
That's a big hint, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say you like?
I like bad boys.
I heard it the first time, I just wanted to hear it again.
You just want to hear it again?
You want to hear it again. But you can't pick Michael Bolton, just so you know.
I'm a bad boy.
That was a sneak peek at the celebrity dating game. And look who's here, the legend, the icon, the prototype herself, Carmen Electra.
Good. Looking good.
I love being here.
Oh,
this is just
you.
A love fest,
thank
and
you.
It's, you know, fun.
Speaking of love fest, normally when you look at these dating shows, they have, like, one good option and then, like, two, like, crusty ones. They hooked you up with three apple pies, honey.
Trust me. It was difficult. But then, you know, at the end, you don't get to see them until the end.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait a minute, did I mess up? Or did I make the right choice?
By the way, you can
and
DM
you will
all three.
See that tonight.
Now, we know you can't tell us who you chose, but what was some of the qualities that made you kind of go,
Well, you know, I don't think it's any secret. I love bad boys.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right?
We remember.
Shocking.
Right?
But you know what? Right now, I like the reformed bad boy.
Okay.
Someone that's lived on the edge, that's been there, done that.
Yeah.
But they have a good heart. And they just, you know, And I am really, like, trust me, this was important for me to go on the show because, you know, it's hard to meet people. I haven't really ventured out to be on dating apps. No. Like, I haven't done that.
Really?
I wonder how it must be for
it
you
was
because
beautiful.
When you're everybody's fantasy, how do you know, like, I mean, generations, like fantasy. How can you tell when a guy's dating you for you or for the experience or what he thinks Carmen Electra is?
It takes time, you know? So I've just had to slow it down a little.
Take a step back.
Take a little step back and feel it out. But then again, you don't want to miss an opportunity either.
Right.
That's true.
So it's tricky. It's tricky.
What are you looking for, though? What really are you looking for? Because I'll be hooking people up, so.
Oh, okay.
You're looking for a good credit score.
Yeah.
Well, see,
She's looking for some strong FICOs.
Okay, some strong FICOs. We got that. What about looks?
Oh, you know what? I've never been so much of a looks type of person.
Oh.
You don't have to be a gym head that goes to the gym every day.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, I really am a feeling type vibe person.
Yeah, because you don't have a type. Your type's all over the place.
I know it is. I know.
Your type's all over the place.
You already know. So to me, I do miss the times when you were out. We could be out more because it's the vibe. I feel the vibe.
But you also got to date men before camera phones and the internet was popping.
Thank God.
You had the moment.
Thank you. Because, it could have been a little wilder.
Well, what did you learn from your past relationships? Because you've had some great ones, girl. I was I would have did him. I would have did him. What have you learned?
What have I learned? I wouldn't put my relationship out there so soon.
I trust
I'm going to pull that in, and then when it's time, it's on. And listen, I am public display of affection. I am one of those people.
You can't hide it.
I can't hide it. I'm passionate. And when I'm in, sometimes I think I'm in love. Don't you feel like you think you fall in love, love at first sight, and it's lust. It's lust at first sight.
Which is
fine. Yes, Carmen, yes. But I have
asked
you a question.
I'm learning.
Do you do, and this is just advice for the women out there.
Okay.
Do you do sex on the first date?
That's a good question.
Well, I think that when I used to have cocktails, it would kind of sometimes happen because you're loosening up the vibe.
Right.
And I'm not drinking. So, I do think it out a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then maybe let them wait a little and, see.
Yeah.
Come to me.
Yeah.
You know
show
what?
Show me that, show me. Give me something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, let me go off.
100%. I'm going to ask you a question.
And we can have sex anywhere. I mean, maybe not anywhere.
Yes!
But
yes! Oh, we can have sex anywhere!
Yes!
In the fun places where you're not supposed to. But you don't really get caught. I don't want to get caught.
Okay.
But that's fun.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to ask you a question. And we're going to go to commercial break.
Yes.
And you can think about it.
Okay.
And when we come back, you have to answer it.
Okay.
Of all the men you have dated, who was the most passionate man that has ever rocked your world, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally? We'll be right back with that answer back, honey.
That is tough. Oh my God. Am I really going to answer that?
Okay, you guys, we are back with Carmen Electra. Before the break, my nosy ass asked her which ex rocked her world the most. All the men are on pins and needles right now because they want to know. Tell me who it was.
I think we agree. It was Dennis. I mean,
yes!
Everyone thought it was a publicity stunt, and it wasn't.
It was
like a love at first sight moment, and it was all real. It was real.
But let me ask you a question. What happens to you as a person when people question your love with somebody?
It hurts.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. It does, it hurts.
What
and there was a lot of rumors.
Up?
It was a lot of wild rumors. And, he's not the most tame person that I could actually choose. But it was real. It was real passion. And there was nothing like seeing him on the court. I mean, I'm like, he is not human. This man is next level, beautiful.
He is.
And I was ready to go wild. Trust me, I was in the club too.
Well, something else that's wild. Your bathing suit photos. I'm watching you on IG, and it's like you never left Baywatch. So is there going to be a reboot possibly?
There is. There's a oh my God, Palm Springs,
killing
my favorite
it right here.
Place.
Oh,
killing
look at
it.
That was my birthday. Hey, there's a Baywatch reunion. And we get deep, honey.
Wait,
we go
when's
in.
It coming out?
They are doing the final edits now, so I don't know the actual date, but we go deep. I mean, there was a moment in time on Baywatch where there was a top 10 list, and I was number one bad girl, and Courtney Love was number two, and I was like, wait a minute. I am not a bad girl. I have a good heart. I would never hurt anyone. Let's just get that straight. But, I'm a little wild. I have to admit, I am a wild
child. We could talk to you all day.
All day, I know.
All
we love getting wild with you here.
Do I have to leave?
Yes, but thank you for coming. We had such a great time. Carmen, tonight on the Celebrity Dating Game on ABC. We'll be back with more Daily Pop tomorrow. Check it out. You are everything.
Baby.
You are so great.
I'm like, this is...